I wish I was. Anyway, here we are. Apologies, the shiur last week was not recorded. So to all of you listening at home, you lost out. Kaf Vav Amud Beis, we got a little sidetracked in our discussion of Tashmishei Mitzvah, Tashmishei Kedusha. Maybe we'll have shiur. Next week we won't have shiur's Chol HaMoed.
Tuesday after?
The week after, I have to go to the Golos.
Where?
The
Golos? I'll be there for the Yom HaShoah. But I'm going to promote Eretz Yisrael on Aliyah. So that's my heter.
Where are you?
I'm going to New York and Atlanta. So here we are. We're one, two, three lines from the three lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. Omar Rava. So again, this discussion of Tashmishei Mitzvah, Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin. You can throw them away when they're posel, when they're no longer in use. You have tzitzis that became posel. You put them in the. Although I mentioned that we have a few pairs of tzitzis that we use, you know, hanging out as bookmarks. So Lonnie was just took a book off the shelf that had one of these, mm-hmm. And I see the cat playing with a piece of string, and like it took me like a whole day to figure out she was playing with a pair of puzzle tzitzis. So it would have been better Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin than let the cat. So Omar Rava, Maresh Havamina Hai Korsaya Tashmish de Tashmish Hu Vishare. A Korsaya is like a lectern. It means what we call the bima. Right, the thing that you put the Sefer Torah down on to read. So Rava says, Batchala, Hayti Omer, Ayat Havamina, that the Bima itself is a Tashmish to Tashmish. It's a secondary Tashmishei Mitzvah, because you don't Kafavam Beis. Three lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. Because you don't put the Sefer Torah directly onto the Bima. There's always a cover on top of it, and you put the Sefer Torah on top of the cover, and the cover is on top of the Bima.
So the cover does become Tashmishei Mitzvah. Yeah,
I thought that the Bima itself would only be a Tashmishei Mitzvah, and if the Bima falls apart, you can throw it away. Kevan de Chazino de Motve Alave. Alave, right? How's that?
Ilave.
Sefer Torah, Amina Tashmish Kedusha Hu Vasur. But since I saw this, sometimes they put the Sefer Torah directly on the Bima, so then it is a Tashmish Kedusha, and the Bima itself cannot be casually disposed of.
No, you don't say that. You just have the cloth that's covering the table. It can't be used by itself. The basis is
right. So again, what turns some? In other words, there are certain things that are clearly Tashmishei Kedusha. A Sefer Torah is clearly Tashmishei Kedusha. But what turns other things that do not contain? Remember, that was the whole sidetrack that we got into with Rabbi Soloveitchik.
Right.
What turns some? What is the definition of Tashmishei Kedusha? Connection to the Ktav of the Torah, or principally Shem Hashem. So how could a tablecloth become a Tashmishei Kedusha? Because of its proximity in service of the thing that has the writing of the Sefer Torah. According to the Gemara here, yes.
You took a piece of plastic and covered this.
Well, we do have a piece of plastic.
The plastic has got the kedusha, but not the material underneath it.
I don't know, that's a good question.
Because like the table does, and it
there is plastic.
Yeah, there's a plexiglass thing. But and also, we'll ask the question. Now, did you ever see what Rava describes as sometimes they have the cloth, sometimes they don't have the cloth? What?
Tisha B'Av.
On Tisha B'Av, do they remove the?
They put a white one. They put a different one on.
Do they?
No,
I don't think so. They take off the paroches. But I don't think they take off the cover of the bima. And even if you're David, like if you're Our minhag is if you're davening someplace with a Sefer Torah, that's not a proper shul. And you have to put the Sefer Torah on its heels. You put a talis down.
Is that the reason why you put a talit and not just a normal cloth? Because a talit anyway is Tashmish.
No, I assume that that's because...
What about the Shiva house?
In a Shiva house, usually they'll put down a tablecloth.
Okay.
Or it could be that the problem, that there would be a problem if you used a regular tablecloth, and then it would have a problem of it becoming a Tashmish.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure. First of all, I'm not sure that, you know, kind of casual one-off use automatically turn something into Tashmish. And anyway, that talis, that when you mizdamen and you put a talis down, you know, on the table, like you're in it, a lot of times like you're davening in a hotel where it's not a proper shul. So take a talis and put it on a, it's bad, the balkori always hates it. Because it's uncomfortable when, it's uncomfortable to lean off a table, you know, like, you know, the beam is always quite a few inches higher and it's inclined and it's, right, to sort of lean off of a table, this is, the balkori has to bend over it. So I'm not sure that doing it just chad pami necessarily turns it into...
Any more than a chad pami shul would be...
Any more, yeah.
Chad pami in the tavern without a tablecloth.
No, I'm saying, but again, the shul, you're having a room,
It seems the opposite of what Rav is saying, that it's like, oh yeah, like once they didn't use a tablecloth, therefore the bima became kadosh.
No, Rava says that sometimes in the minog there was sometimes they had a cover on the bima, sometimes not. So he says, I see that you can't say that the bima is not tashmish kedusha because sometimes the sefer Torah is put on directly. That does not seem to be our minog. I don't remember ever seeing a bima without some kind of cloth on it.
For some reason in our shul we don't have a cloth on the bima, is that right?
You do.
Oh, sorry.
Our shul.
Yeah,
where in Zemo?
No, Zemo's I do.
No, Zemo's I do. I don't know. They don't? What do they have?
I think the reason why they don't is because somebody made a donation of the bima and their name is on the bima.
Oh, so then an Akhenami. But again, it's not a case of sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. It's designed like not to have it. So then in that case, then L'chola Deo, the bima itself is the Shmish.
What I'm just asking is, they're like, how strong is the you're supposed to cover the table.
I don't know. If they were to take it, if it were to get ruined or have to be taken out for repair or something like that, I'm sure that we would put down a talis, but I don't know. But anyway, the point here for our purposes, the point here is that again, it's the direct contact with the Sefer Torah. It's the ongoing direct contact with the Sefer Torah that gives something the level of Tashmish Kedusha.
Does it say how often you have to do it? For example, when it touches the bima without a tablecloth, how many times?
I don't know. I would think. No, again, I check your notes. I just said it 2 minutes ago. Chad pami, I presume, does not. But if it's done with any kind of regularity, the way that Rava describes it is that, right? Right. So since I saw that, it seems like he's saying, since I see that sometimes it happens, not just chad pami. So then he goes on. Omar Rava, Mare Shava Mina, Hai Prisa, Tashmish Tashmishu. What's this Prisa? Rashi says. Prisa Yiriyasha Porsin Svivot Ha'aron Mibifnim. They would, inside the Aron, they would hang up, you know, a kind, presumably it was decorative, they would hang a curtain on the inside of the Aron. So he says, look, that's just for decoration. Right, as they would line the walls inside the Aron with these tapestries.
Like the carpet you have on the inside the Aron here.
Yes. Why do they have a carpet on the bottom of the Aron here?
Partly is to make it look nice, and partly is because it protects the Sefer Torah.
How does it protect the Sefer Torah?
The
eighth one at the wood or the hard thing.
Right, you don't want the Sefer Torah rubbing.
I guess it also keeps it from slipping.
It also gives it like a little bit of a buffer when you... Right.
So I assume that those tapestries, those mitpachot, whatever they are, hanging inside the aron, tashmish to tashmishu, kevan da chazina da'ifei lo umanchi sifra lahu, Amina tashmish kedushu v'asur. But sometimes those tapestries are used to wrap up the Sefer Torah. Or sometimes the Sefer Torah rests on them.
Normally the Sefer Torah does not rest on them?
Normally they're hanging inside the Aron. But sometimes they're used, they're taken off. You know, for some, you know, like in the Sephardi Sifrei Torah, a lot of times hanging off, they have a mitpachat, which is, since they don't have the gartel, like we have the gartel that goes around the Sefer Torah. And the gartel is sometimes used to kiss, you know, when you don't have a talus, you have to kiss the Sefer Torah. The gartel is sometimes used for that. So they take the mitpachat and they touch, or they cover the way that we have that, you know, we have that that little mapa. Like when the Sefer Torah, between aliyahs, the Gabbai covers up the Sefer Torah with that little custom-made mapa that sometimes has Birkat HaTorah on it or some other something or other.
Or the Me'il.
Or the Me'il. Yeah. What is, there's no word for that little mapa they use to cover up the Sefer Torah? There's got to be a word for it.
Little mapa they used to cover the Sefer Torah.
There's got to be like a Yiddish word for it, no?
I think it existed then. Did it exist?
No, it seems to be a more recent thing.
More recent.
You know, it's like those embroidered things that say Vanachnu Korim. Like if you're I refuse to get one. I told Lonnie never buy me one. Right? Do you imagine what our grandfathers and our great grandfathers would say, the idea that somebody spent 70 shekel on an embroidered thing instead of using a piece of newspaper or a
paper towel.
Paper towel. If you want to be fancy, you'd use a dish towel.
Being an artist, my father used to use his talus bag.
What?
My father used to use
a talus bag.
I use my talus bag. I know. I just don't bend down.
So anyway, so a similar idea that these mitpachot, or these tapestries, are sometimes used in the service of the Sefer Torah. So then it's a Tashmish Kedusha. Now, when Rava says, it's another. Omar Rava, hi Tevuta de Irpat. A broken down teva, you know, like an aron. You know, like think of
a portable aron kodesh.
An aron kodesh, you know, that looked like a phone booth. Meaning, it wasn't our. We're used to these. The aron kodesh here is like built into the
ones
wall.
That go to the shiva houses.
The ones that go to the shiva now, but even in the old days, there were shuls They were freestanding.
In the caravan
we had, yes.
And that had to be exchanged. Okay? Yeah. So the carpenter could take this, the technician would make an aron that goes to a shiva house.
Oh, so hi tiyufta de irpat, mi avde teva zutarte. You can take the raw materials and make a smaller aron out of it. Kursaya osir. But you can't take the pieces of the aron to make a shulchan, a bima, or a stender, an amud, right? Va'omar Rava, hi prisa devola lemavde prisa lasifre shari, the chumashin oser. So he says
was mitpachot.
Well, no. In other words, here you see the asterisk to the Masoros Hashas here, and the sizes vilan sheporsin lifnei k'tiva. Lifnei ateva, right? In other words, this was the thing that they would cover the Sefer Torah with. It's not the same tapestries that are hanging on the inside, but you have these, the cover of a Sefer Torah. Imagine what we call the me'il, the mantle, in proper Yiddish.
Mental? Mental.
Might be whether you're a Polak or a Galiciana.
Could be. Over here, it looks like he calls it, he says that it's the curtains which line the Aron.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, but in all cases, it's Tashmisha Kedusha. So when those fabrics become bluyim, when they become worn out, lemiavde the priest le sifre shari luchumashin osir. To make them into, to weave them into. No, I'm sorry. So yeah, obviously it's the curtains when they become worn out. So you can take the, you can cut out the pieces that work. You can use the material to make a what we call a mantle, but you cannot use them to make the cover of a chumash. Now, what's the cover of a chumash?
The first grade thing.
In other words, you'd have a scroll, which was just Sefer Breishit, which does not have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah.
And that's where you took the shul.
Right? It had the same Kedusha as what we call a chumash. Right? But they would still have to wrap, the way that we wrap up, we have here. We have,
like, have the Megillahs.
Well, the Megillahs don't come in. Yeah, but the Megillahs sometimes come in a metal box or a timber.
Sometimes
you can wrap them up in a cloth box. But we have here in the shul, in the Aron here, we have a Megillat Rut, and the Megillat Rut has like Atze Chaim. Okay. The Megillat Esther never has Atze Chaim because it has to be folded like an Igeret. But the Megillat Rut looks like a mini Sefer Torah, and it has a little mantle on it.
Mm-hmm. So just to cover, you couldn't take
with one. Yeah, you see that sometimes in the rolls
of. So you couldn't take the inside of the Aron, use it to make a mantle
for a Sefer Torah.
No, for the Sefer Haftorah.
No, you cannot.
Well, for a Sefer Torah, you can because you're Malei B'Kedusha.
Right, but you can't. You can't put it into for anything else.
So in the same way, you can't take the lumber from an Aron Kodesh to make a shulchan.
Right.
That's exactly the halacha we just again check your notes. Va'omar Rav Hane Zvile Dechumshe VeKamtere DeSifre Tashmish Kedushin Hu. The sacks of chumashim. In other words, you would roll up the chumash and you'd put it into like a bag, cloth cover. Or a case, kamtere de sifre, or a case that would hold an individual sefer. That's more akin to what we think of as people that have a Megillat Esther at home. Often keep it in a wooden box, or we have a metal box, metal tube. You see, sometimes people keep their Megillat Esther in
a whiskey
canister tube. So what's the din of that whiskey canister?
It's become a tashmish
kedusha. Whiskey to Megillah Yerida.
Malin b'kodesh.
If it's a bourbon canister, sure.
So Rava says that these things, the canister that you keep your Megillat Esther in, is Tashmishe Kedusha V'nignazim. Pshita! Right? I mean, after all we've learned, don't we know that? Mahu Detema. Why do we have, what would you have said? Why do we have to tell you this? Hani Lav Lichvod Avidan L'niture Ba'alma Avidei. I might have thought that those canisters are not to honor the scroll, but merely to protect it. Right? And maybe if it's merely to protect it, it does not become Tashmishe Kedusha. Because it's not there in the...
If you had to take a Sefer Torah out in the rain, you want to cover it with a carpet bag or something. That's not
predictable.
Yeah. No. Then you go back to the bimah. The bimah is only a functional thing to keep the Torah from falling on the ground.
If I'm protecting something,
it's a higher level.
What? It's obviously because I put it on a higher level and I want to honor it. Protection is a form of honor. If I didn't care, I wouldn't protect it off body.
Well, so this is a machlokas. How to understand this Gemara. It is Rava saying that the metal canister around the Megillah, around the Navi, is there to give it honor, and therefore it's Tashmishe Kedusha, Or is he saying, reject the havamina, that something that's merely there in a functional way as protection would not be kedusha tashmisha kedusha? Reject that idea, kamash malon. Even something that's now, look, you could say that our Bal Koreh, who reads the Megillah and carries his Megillah around in a Glenfiddich canister, is doing it to be funny. Maybe. Like, normally you wouldn't keep... I mean, I never saw anybody put their tefillin in a Glenfiddich canister.
No,
at least Belvini.
No, but a Megillah fits in there perfectly. That's why you.
Well, a Megillah fits in there perfectly, and it's also somewhat in the spirit of the spirit of the
in
day
the spirit
of
the spirit.
In America, you see, like, you put a lulav in a FedEx tube.
A lulav in a FedEx tube. That's doesn't. Why doesn't that present to Shiloh? Because Mela the lulav is tashmishim. But you put it in the. Why do they put it in the FedEx tube? Because it provides the perfect protection for the. For the lulav.
Wouldn't it go back to the question we had with the bima? The bima is only functional as well. We said that gets respected as well.
That's well. Why do you say the bima is only functional?
Because otherwise the Torah would fall to the ground. It supports
the
Torah.
Ultimately, so an aron is also functional in the sense that you need a storage.
Right. So we're saying here that the functional, we're saying it wasn't.
No, but in other words, look, ultimately everything is has some function.
And our own also has a little bit of...
No, so in other words, the bima is functional, but it's also honorific. Right? As you walk in, somebody
make a design out of it.
No, both. The bima is not. The bima is not like every other piece of furniture in this room. Somebody walks into here, has never been in a synagogue before in their life, they understand that there's some ritual purpose for this.
Yeah,
right?
Not necessarily. You could have used one of these tables
but
for
we,
Bima.
But we don't.
So, right, but what he's saying, the ikar of a Bima isn't that it's built like that, it's that it's special for the Sefer Torah.
No,
but the reason we have the Bima is that we need a table.
No, right, but making it into a Bima is both functional. It's at a different height, it's at a different angle, right? It's the only one. It looks distinct, it's pretty. We decorate it, you know, for Noi Mitzvah, for Zeke Levi Anvehu.
Same is true of a box you put your Megillah in, aside from the Glenfiddich.
No, so that's it. That's exactly what. So L'chol Adel, if you have a nice olive wood box that's custom made to fit your Megillah, so it's Tashmisha Kedusha. But if you just repurpose something else, like a Glenfiddich box, right, for whatever reason, right? So does the Glenfiddich, do we say the Glenfiddich box is the same din as the...
That's a good question, but that's not what the Gemara is talking about.
I understand.
Okay.
But so what does Rava mean? Does Rava mean when we say, I might have thought... that the box that contains the Megillah, the box that contains the Chumash scroll, is really only functional. It's equivalent to the plastic bag you might put around your tefillin as you're walking to shul on a rainy day. So does Rava mean even if it's only functional, that does not remove it from the category of Tashmisha Kedusha? Or does he mean that it seems like its main purpose is only functional, but it still is giving honor to the actual object itself, and therefore it itself becomes Tashmisha Kedusha? So this is a machlokas. The Or Zarua says that Enochinami, the box that you put the Megillah in, even if it looks like its main purpose is to be protective, is also giving honor. Giving honor is also giving protection is also a form. Giving protection is also a form of honor. The Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though these things are really only there for protecting the Svarim, that itself is enough to create Tashmisha Kedusha. So which of these two is more machmir?
What's the
one says you take a box, you get a metal box, you get a metal canister, right? And on it says La Yehudim Haita Ora. Why do you keep your Megillah in there?
Doesn't matter. Right?
Why does most people keep the Megillah in there?
Because it protects it.
The main purpose is to protect it. But it also adds honor, and the distinction, the giving of the honor,
is even though
that's a secondary purpose, that gives it Tashmishei Kedusha.
That's what the Or Zeruah says.
The Mishnah Berurah says, even if it gives no honor, even if all it's doing, is pure utilitarian protecting it,
it's an ugly box.
That still, its proximity to the Kisvei Kodesh makes it a Tashmishei Kedusha. What's the nafkamina here? According to whose shita does the Glenfiddich box clearly become the Mishnah Berurah? Well, not necessarily. No, in other words, these are two different ways of explaining Rava. They're both Rava.
Yeah, it's kind of strange between like Mishnah Berurah and Rishon.
Well, and as they're both, I think, drawing on earlier.
Why is the Glenfiddich bottle of nafkamina? They both say either it's
you might say the Glenfiddich, because you might say the Glenfiddich box is really purely functional. When you buy a talis, the talis comes.
But he says even if it's purely functional,
Mr. Bruce.
The first guy, even if it's purely functional, that in itself is
no, no, that's not what he says. He says even if something is principally functional, it also adds honor.
Yeah,
you buy an olive wood custom made Megillah holder, right? It's principally there to protect the Megillah. You can't leave a raw Megillah sitting on the shelf 365 days a year. Right, it's principally there as a functional protective, but it also gives honor, and the fact that it also gives honor is enough to make it Tashmishei Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if it only is functional, even if all it is a plastic bag that you keep your tefillin in, right? The protective function itself is enough to translate it into Tashmishei Kedusha. There's no Shem Hashem on the tefillin bag or on the
and definitely not in the Megillah.
In other words, because all of Torah, and it's even the Megillah, because Megillah doesn't have Shem Hashem. Yeah, so but Megillah is still Tashmishei Kedusha because it's Kisvei Kodesh, right? So. Right, so the Glenfiddich box, it could be that the person is doing it a little bit like as a Leitzonus, but principally he's doing it because he never got around to buying a nice metal custom-made Megillah case.
I don't see a difference, but okay.
You don't see a difference between what and what?
According to both Dayot and whether he got it because it's funny or he got it because he's cheap or. No, but only because he thinks that it's cool.
No, but in the Yisroel, you wouldn't have the funny or the Glenfiddich bottle.
But
a plastic bag wouldn't.
It still doesn't function.
According to Mishnah Berurah, a plastic bag would.
No, it function. The question is, if you had a scenario where there was no kavod and it was only functional,
see that it's inside, but it sounds to me like he's saying that the fact that you're taking care of something, you know, that you're functionally taking care of something.
That's the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah would say that the Glenfiddich box is Tashmishei Kedusha. And the Or Zeruah, I'm not sure, would say that.
I didn't see it inside, so I can't really say it.
You'll rely on me, though.
But you didn't quote him word for word, so I don't know.
Okay.
So
I rely on you either.
When I started to do it, it was 25-something years ago. There was no such thing as a tefillin. So I took my phone, I put it in a Tupperware box. So I'm going off to Negev to do Imunim with Tumatim or whatever. I put it in my tefillin box. And over the years, the Tupperware got ruined and I threw it out.
You could have got it. It's got a lifetime guarantee.
It's true.
So, no, that's Rashi on the Mishnah Berurah, all right?
About Tashmish.
Well,
like, was that considered a Tashmishay Kedusha? Was that considered something that I did? Purely a function because I want to protect my tailor from all the sand in the jar that comes with Munawim.
So, okay. So the Ramah says a machlokus. This would be a machlokus between the Ramah and between the Shulchan Aruch, between the Mishnah Berurah and the Rezer.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a difference whether the tefillin bag is inside another place, another case, which is inside that.
And remember, the tefillin themselves are
The Ramah
inside the body, so you...
The Ramah,
you don't have to worry about the tefillin. Sorry.
The Ramah points out that there was a custom, maybe there's still such a custom in some places, where instead of having an Aron Kodesh, they would carve, or they would build the wall of the shul with this little kuch, this little niche. And they would put the Sefer Torah in there, and they would hang a curtain on top of it.
They do that now.
Where?
Beit Midrash and Orot Yehuda. The wall goes out, and there are doors in front.
Right, but there's an...
It's not where the Aron is. Yeah, the Aron it happens that, that
our Aron, our Aron is also... That's different. In other words, they take an Aron, and they build it in. It's like a built-in cabinet, like a medicine chest. It's an Aron, which is built into the wall. But what the Ramah is describing, they would build a stone building... And for the Aron, they would like indent the stones, and there was no other. There was just the wall cut in like this, and they would hang a curtain in front.
That was when they didn't steal the Sefer Torah,
I guess. So the Ramah says, like the Or Zeruah, that Ki'ilu Aron, that those stones
have the kedusha.
Have the kedusha of Tashmishay.
Kedusha.
Why?
The stones of the Beit Knesset already have it anyways.
Yeah, so I have this question also, but because they are even though it's there, it only seems to be functional. It only seems to be protecting a place to store the Sefer Torah. That's enough to make it.
Well, they have a higher level anyway. It has a higher level than the Beit Knesset itself.
Right.
No, but you would say this though, like. The niche that you build for a Sefer Torah, you're building it specifically for Sefer Torah.
Right.
If I take a Tupperware container out of my closet to put my tefillin in because I'm going to the Netherlands.
No, but the bricks weren't made to be a...
No, but when you put the...
Exactly, same thing with the Tupperware. The Tupperware was made for whatever, but then you chose to take those bricks...
But that makes the Tupperware kodosh because I'm elevating it.
So this is discussed. So this topic is discussed in some contemporary poskim, where in a lot of shuls now... You have an Aron, but inside the Aron is a safe.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, really, the Aron is a safe with a fancy lock and metal doors, and it's there that the part of it, which is the safe, it's like a box inside a box. And because it's not nice to just have a metal box, so we build this decorative Aron around it. But is the safe is there clearly, principally as...
To protect it.
For protection. It's not there to give honor. It's not there to give beauty. It's not there. It very clearly has this strict function. Or think about the law. A lot of these shuls have like this. What are they called? It's more than a pladelet. It's like those big super Rav Bariach locks, right? That go. We have it here, right? So let's say it's time to replace the lock. So you take the old lock off. What is that lock? Tashmishi Kedushin?
No, because anyways, it's
what was the Havamina be on the lock?
It's part of the
Aron. It's not part of the Aron. No, it's a separate lock. It's like a padlock.
It's on the outside. The handle
and the Aron wouldn't be part of the Aron.
Actually, on the inside.
The door handle might because that's part of it, but a padlock.
So the poskim say like you. Let's say since there, it's very clearly there only for the protective function, not to give honor, not to give beauty. Then that would be rak tashmishay mitzvah, and not tashmishay kedusha. Let's go on in the Gemara. Hahu beknishta di Yehudoi Romai. That synagogue of the Roman Jews. Dahave patiach lahahu idrona tahava mochit be mit. The synagogue in Rome.
Well, not necessarily in Rome.
Oh, the Roman Jews, right. Yeah. That synagogue, where were these Roman Jews?
Could have been anywhere.
Yeah, I guess.
My business was they were settled in Mahuza.
Right.
In Mahuza?
Where's Mahuza?
Rubber's town.
In Bovil.
Yeah.
Roman Jews in Bovil.
Yeah.
A long way from there.
So the synagogue opened up onto another chamber, another room, and in that room there was a dead guy. Maybe they used that room as the funeral parlor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the Kohanim wanted to come into the shul. Now what's the problem? If you have one room and connected to another room, it's not all necessarily under one roof. But the door, the tumma,
the tumma. The paint of it's got a door.
Well, no, it does have a door. It does have a door.
There's a doorway. Yeah. So the door.
Right. Well, in other words, the Havei Patich Leha, it was open.
Perfect,
right. There was no door. So, but even if it has a door, so, but it's not all underneath one ohel. If it's under one ohel, if it's all like underneath one roof, it doesn't matter. The whole thing is tummy. But here, the tumma can enter the synagogue through the
doorway.
Through the doorway. Atuv Amru Leila Rabba. So they went to Rabba and they said, what do we do? The Kohanim, they want to come daven, but the Tuma is seeping into the shul from the
We had a problem like that years ago in NDS.
They had a dead body.
No.
How many dead bodies did you have at NDS?
Well, they had all those fires.
It was a serious problem. We were next door to the Rishut HaTikot building.
Okay.
And they built a bridge between the two buildings because they took the fourth floor of Rishut HaTikot. And so like there was this bridge, a closed bridge.
Okay.
They actually, like, I don't know the details, they had to build it a special way because they thought there might be bones in Rishut HaTikot.
Rishut HaTikot.
So they had to like build this special thing over the bridge or under
either
the
that or fire all the Kohanim.
So they went to Rava to ask him what to do. So Amar Lahu, Dalu Tevuta, pick up the Aron, Otvuha, and put it down. Dahave le kli etz asui lanachat. The kli etz asui lanachat eino mekabel tuma. If you pick up the aron and move it so that it's blocking the door, so a heavy wooden object that's meant to that stays. It's not like on wheels. Now, obviously, they were able to move it because they were able to get out. But once you place it there, it kind of stays there, right? That is enough to be chotzetz bifnei atuma. And then the tuma would not be able to enter. It's ki'ilu like building. It's the halachic equivalent of building a wall there.
Which was the word that said it was the aron that was made
there? Tevuta.
Yeah, specifically. The teva. That just specifically be aron because big enough, or that just happened to be the aron.
I assume if there was a bookcase
that
would have done the job. It didn't have to be the aron kodesh, but since this was a shul, that was the case. V'chol kli etz ha'isui lanachat. Eino mekabel tuma, v'chotzeitz bifnei atuma. So omre le rabbanan le rava. So the chachamim said to rava, v'ha zimnin dimitaltelei le. Oh, that aron, they move it around. Sometimes they move it around. It's not
permanent.
It's not as permanent as you think. Kimanech sefer Torah, right?
Ilave.
When they put the sefer Torah on it.
On it.
I assume it means in it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's moved when it's full, and sometimes it's moved when it's empty. So he says, "Iachi lo efshar." So he says, "Enachinami." If it's that kind of aron, then my suggestion would not work. But if it's the kind of aron that I imagined, then it would work.
I don't understand an aron that moves around.
It's a small aron, and you can move it around. If you're having something in the shul, you can move it from here to there. Or if you want to take it out for an Avelis.